Checking on the Arts is made possible by Memphis College of Art. The good folks at the Memphis Jewish Community Center are having their 2014 Jewish Literacy and Cultural Arts Festival. It actually opened last week and runs through November 23rd. Amy Israel is the Director of Cultural Arts and Judaic Enrichment at the Jewish Community Center, and she's joining me today. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
This is the second time you guys have done this, right?
Yes, it's our second year.
So you actually started last week, but it goes through the 23rd,
yes.
And you still have several speakers. So tell us what's going on here.
Sure. Well, yes, we're very excited. It's our second year. What's coming up next is on Saturday, November 8th at 7 o'clock. We are exploring Memphis music with our very own Robert Gordon. Memphis knows who Robert Gordon is.
He
has shared the story of Stax over and over again with his documentary and his book. And we are so thrilled to have him at the Jewish Community Center. And he will share his story around Stax. And then we will be joined by the Stax Academy Choir, which I'm very excited about, at the JCC, have them perform a little mini concert in a sense to highlight everything Robert is sharing.
Great. After that, it continues on the week after, on November 12th.
Yeah, the following Wednesday, we're bringing in Lisa Barr. She is our community read, her first time to do a community read, and it's her book, Fugitive Colors, which has won incredible awards, just won last week, a Reader's Award. So we're thrilled to bring Lisa Barr in town. We're asking all the book clubs in the area, you know, a lot of them have been reading the book, to come out and meet with Lisa and ask her questions about this fantastic book.
Global Day of Jewish Learning. What's this about?
This is amazing. This is our first year to participate. This truly is a global day of Jewish learning. Communities all over the globe will be doing the same thing, studying under this theme, heroes, villains, saints, and fools, the people in the book. So each community will be taking that theme and then building from that. We've got every rabbi from all the community synagogues participating. It's made possible with the support of the William P. and Mary R. Lowenstein Foundation. And we're bringing in Rabbi Carrie Friedman, who wrote Wisdom from the Batcave. We're kind of taking a whole superhero thing out of this, out of the theme. We thought, superheroes. And it's just going to go on all day. It's going to be fantastic from 9:30 till 4. Lunch is included. Come and enjoy one of the sessions. And you can actually go online or call to reserve your spot.
Okay, that's jccmemphis.org. Mm-hmm. And then what is this thing with Ruth Bernstein?
Oh, well, yeah. Well, first, before we go there, on Sunday, November 16th, the Global Day of Jewish Learning Day, we are also kicking off our first Israeli artist market.
Great.
Yeah, I meant to say that. We are bringing in six Israeli artists to be with us all week long. They'll be everything from jewelry to textiles and everything in between. So we are very excited to join them to our community. Welcome them to our community is what I meant. Yes, so the next thing is Thursday, November 20th, same week, the Ruth Bernstein Celebrating Empowered Women Luncheon. We are bringing in Geraldine Lucas, who is the author, her first book, Why I Wore Lipstick to My Mastectomy.
I've heard of this book, yes.
Yeah, it was a movie. She made it to a movie. Her next book, called Then Came Life, is just absolutely the most honest, wonderful book of how to move on. You know, how do you live not only after cancer, after any difficult situation, and she just does a beautiful job expressing herself. And we're very excited about having Pam McKelvey. Pam McKelvey will be there to talk with Geraldine, and we'll have this incredible lunch. So we'll be doing a lot of celebrating.
All right.
Yeah.
And then this is something for families and kids, right, with Nate Hausman.
Yeah, we're just closing off the festival with a family event. Nate Hausman is this just precious young man, 20-year-old autistic young man who has spent his years studying and learning around animals and alphabets and things of that sort. So he created this book, and it's beautiful. It's all animals, alphabet. There's a Hebrew alphabet, English alphabet. So we'll be doing a fun morning with our young preschool families with Nate.
All right. Well, it sounds great. And again, for more information, go to jccmemphis.org. You can get all the details there. As we mentioned, the next event is tomorrow with Robert Gordon, and Robert Gordon has joined us. It's good to see you. Good morning.
A little bit.
You're going to be talking about your book, Respect Yourself, Stack Records, and the Soul Explosion. And you and I have talked about this on several occasions now. But for our friends who don't know, I consider this to be the definitive story of Stax Records.
Thank you, sir.
And so tell us about for those who don't know the book, tell us a little bit about this book.
Respect Yourself is the story of Stax Records, but it's set in the context of the city's racial history.
Right.
This is my fifth or sixth book about Memphis or Memphis environment. Mm-hmm. And as I began it, I thought I knew a fair bit about the racial history here, mm-hmm. in particular, and I was kind of haunted. One thing kept recurring in my head that Booker T. Jones from Booker T. and the MGs had told me, which was, he said, when I was a little kid, my father taught me to shake the hands of the sanitation workers. And as I thought about it, I realized that, you know, I knew a lot about the 1968 sanitation workers' strike, but that made me realize there were roots to that 68 conflict that I didn't know, and I looked into that, and so this book traces from the late 50s that history, and sort of takes that conflict that was expressed in the sanitation worker strike and continues it after 68 with busing in particular and the election of Harold Ford to office. So all that becomes the backdrop against which this unification story is told at Stax.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because it's a great way to look at that period, because Stax, of course, was the quintessential integrated company at that time. I mean, the black and white people playing together, working together, living together, which you didn't see.
Right. Couldn't happen in public, basically. And, you know, one of the other myths I try to dispel in the book is that while that happened at Stax, it was not without its own strife. There was integration,
sure,
but there was conflict within the integrated environment. You know, there's long, people sort of want to put up a patina of, peace and happiness all over it. But, you know, there was conflict within. A lot of drama in the story.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it was, and so as a writer, it was a really rich story to tell, and I wanted to get to for years, and once I got to it, I thought, I'd already done that documentary, so I thought, this won't take long, you know. But I got deeper into it, and there was more to tell and to understand, but I do feel like it's a good telling. I tried to write it as a page turner.
Oh,
you
it
know?
Is. It
and,
is.
And so I didn't count words. I always count words when I'm writing, you know. I was like, I managed not to count words. And in the end, when it was as thick as it was, I was really disappointed. But I felt like at least it doesn't read like a thick book.
Right. Well, I will encourage anyone who cares about the music scene here in the Mid-South, or just cultural history in the Mid-South, to pick this up, because you're going to learn things you didn't know, I will promise you. The book is Respect Yourself, Stax Records and the Soul Explosion. Robert Gordon is going to be talking about it at the Jewish Community Center tomorrow at 7 p.m. And go again to jccmemphis.org for more information. This doesn't really have anything to do with the book festival, but you've got another couple of projects that I know you're interested in. So
yes,
so
I've got
us about
this.
These.
Turns out to be release month for me. I've got two, I guess you call them documentaries.
Yeah.
One's definitely a documentary. Long ago, I think 1994, when the Memphis band Big Star reunited in 93 and they did their first hometown show, what was supposed to be their only hometown show in 1994, on a Friday night. My friend Danny Graflin called me on Wednesday and said, hey, I just got permission to videotape the show. So we threw together a four-camera shoot and shot the show and got a good recording. I cut a little trailer sampler for it, went around and shopped it. No one wanted anything to do with it. And so Danny put the tapes in his closet, and we all kind of forgot about it. And then my friend David Leonard, who is a cinematographer in town, and we do a lot of work together. He was doing some work on an Alex Chilton project, and he knew that it was there and dug it out and looked at it. And I'd always said, "Oh, there's not a, you know, there's all these problems with the shoot because it was thrown together so fast." Mm-hmm. But David looked at the tapes. I hadn't looked at him in 20 years, and he cut it together, and now it's out. It came out on Tuesday of this week.
Yeah.
Big Star Live in Memphis. It's an LP, a CD, or DVD. I highly recommend the DVD. It's my favorite of the three.
Sure.
But it's out in all three formats. And then later this month, my Verite documentary called Very Extremely Dangerous, which is a discomforting and disturbing documentary, but thrilling, and ultimately redeeming, although you go through a long path, long and arduous path to get to that redemption. But, you know, you always want to go to these horror films and you don't get scared. Well, this is a documentary that might scare you.
Yeah.
It's about a guy from here named Jerry McGill who put out one record on Sun Records in 1959. And then when he got on the stage, he met the people who were in the shadows in Memphis nightclubs in the late 50s and embarked on a life of crime, basically.
Yeah.
And hung around with musicians, was Waylon Jennings' road manager. I like to think that Jerry McGill has lost more master tapes than most people ever record. But we found a bunch of them. And so me and my friend Paul Dwan, who happens to be here in town, we're working on something else right now. We put together this. We followed Jerry for 10 weeks, and it was really a wild ride. We finally jumped off with barely our cameras or lives intact, and started editing this show that became Very Extremely Dangerous, and it comes out November 25th. I think, or 24, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it will, it's one package put out by our good friends at Fat Possum Records. And it's one package with a DVD and a CD. And I highly recommend it. The music, by the way, on the CD, I should have brought one, features Mudboy and the Neutrons, some of the best recordings of Mudboy and the Neutrons ever released. So, in defiance of Jim Dickinson's great quote about the best songs don't get recorded, the best recordings don't get released. This is finally after like 45 years being released.
Oh, I saw the trailer for that. Very Extremely Dangerous.
Yes.
And it looks it looks pretty spooky, I have to say.
Yeah. So. You can get more. I think I've got the trailer up on my website, therobertgordon.com.
I think it may be on the Fat Possum website too.
Okay, yeah. For sure, yeah. Just Google Very Extremely Dangerous trailer and you should, and then buckle up.
Yeah, truly. Some great stuff coming out from our friend Robert Gordon, as well as Respect Yourself, which he'll be talking about tomorrow evening at 7 at the Jewish Community Center for part of the Jewish Literacy and Cultural Arts Festival. If you'd like more information, of course, go to jccmemphis.org, and you can get all the information there. Robert Gordon and Amy Israel from the Jewish Community Center, my guests today. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, Daryl.
Thank you.
Thanks, WKNO.
Checking on the arts is made possible by contributing listeners and by Memphis College of Art. Memphis Pulse 2013 Arts Memphis Arts Accelerator Finalists is on view through November 8th in the Hyde Gallery, featuring work by Terry Phillips, Ben Butler, Nancy Cheers, Hamlet Dobbins, and others. More information at mca.edu. Memphis College of Art, they make art work.